Matthew chapter number 6, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Has yours read that? Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through nor steal. Let me read that again. Where thieves do not break through nor steal. Where thieves do not break through nor steal. Where thieves do not break through nor steal. It's a safe place. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If the light of the body is the eye, if the eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. But if an eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? Verse 24. No man can serve two masters. Boy, the Holy Ghost knowed how to pen that, didn't he? For either he'll hate the one and love the other, or else he'll hold the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you for this time together. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God today that we've sensed in our heart. And God, how you've helped us so. I want to thank you for that. Lord, I want to thank you for this time together that you've allowed us to be here. I pray if it be one here lost, that you would convict them, God, by your word today. Help us in the preaching, for I'm a needy preacher. Oh, Lord, how I need thee. In Christ's name I ask you, amen and amen. Notice the Bible said in Matthew 6, 24, no man can serve two masters. For either he'll hate the one and love the other. Or else, he'll hold the one, despise the other. You cannot serve God. I mean, I won't preach on this simple subject this morning. On I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. And there's some very important people in this church this morning. I want to say they're very important people because God made you who you are. They're very important because there's some people here that love you very much. They may not be here, but somebody someplace thinks more of you maybe than you give your credit about yourself of thinking. But somebody someplace cares about you. I can say this from my experience here. There's a lot of people here that care about you and love you. They want to see you to be able to be saved and have Jesus that lives in your heart that when this world's finished with you, you've got a home to go to. I've been blessed to see a lot of things and do a lot of things, but I've never had the time of my life the way I'm having today in serving Jesus. I love Jesus, and I love being saved. I love being in God's church. I love preaching the Word of God, and I love being a part of what God's doing. But this morning, I want to say this. The most important thing in your life would be, are you saved and ready to meet God? Or not? That's the most important thing that would ever happen to you in your life, that you could be saved and ready to meet God. Now, he said that no man could serve two masters or he'd hate the one. He said, you'd be divided about what you're doing. And boy, it's so true. You can't serve God in the world too. You've got to decide what side you're on. You know, I served the devil and the world long enough to know that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I love serving the Lord. And I found out you can't have two masters in your life because God is a jealous God. God wants us all for Himself. Now, I want to say three things today on I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. Number one, I wouldn't miss heaven because the world's treasures. And I wouldn't want to miss heaven for the world's pleasures. And I wouldn't want to miss heaven for the world's measures. Now, the world's treasures. You'll notice in verse 16, he said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust doeth corrupt. You ever had something that you thought a lot about and you put it away and you put it away too long and when you looked at it again, it wasn't shiny and new as it used to be? Well, we can see here that the world's treasures, they have a tendency to rust. Boy, I love pocket knives. And I got some out the other day that's been stowed away a long time. And I didn't wipe somebody's handprints off. And you know what? Now they're rusted, slammed together, and you can't hardly even open them. Boy, the things that we handle here in this life that glitters to us, it don't take long. They begin to rust together, don't they? And so here Jesus is writing and he said, now don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, because down there things have a tendency to rust. And then he said, I tell you something else about the treasures of this world. Not only do you have problems with rust, he said, you got problems with robbers. He said, thieves break through and steal. You know, everybody that says that they're your friend, I've noticed they're not your friend. They just want out of you what they can get out of you sometimes. I remember me and Miss Renee and the kids was little. Yeah, I think one of the most vulnerable feelings we ever had as a family, I'd walked in from the plant and I was tired. I think it was on a Wednesday. I was supposed to come here and preach. And I laid down, got me a nap. Miss Renee come in. I noticed some things out of the dresser laying on the floor. And I thought Renee just, you know, got something out of the drawers and pulled them out on the floor and hurriedly got away. But all of a sudden, Megan come in and said, Daddy, did you get my money? I said, honey, you ain't got enough money me be fooling about. And she said, well, somebody's got all my roll money. And got to looking around. Well, guess what happened? A robber come in on Wednesday. So this is what I found out in this life. Down here in this worldly treasures, not only there rust, but there's robbers. You know, it's bad to lay down in a bed thinking that intruders had walked around in your room that day. Gives you an uncomfortable feeling. And so Jesus is telling us, don't put too much confidence in the world's treasures, because there's the rust of treasures and there's the robbing of treasures. And then he says, we're moths and rust doth corrupt. You ever hung that old outfit in the closet? It was your prized possession. And you put, I wonder how a moth can eat so much. Brother Random, one of my best wool jackets that I love, he eat a little place that it's ruined. Because I'm a tight person. I can't see everything. It's right out of see that one bad place. And so, I know a lot of y'all put a big scarf on it and wear it anyway. You can cover it up with your pocketbook. We can't cover it up. But boy, isn't it true? Older people, isn't that true this morning about the world's treasures? There's the rust, the robbing, and the ruin of treasures. It can just fastly leave you. Be careful that you're not majoring on the minor things. Be careful, because these world's treasures will let you miss heaven. The shore is the world. And then, I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world's treasures. Boy, there's a lot of treasures in this world. People are working their fingers to the bone for that's going to rust, ruin, and be gone away one day. But Jesus said, lay for them up in heaven, where nothing can get to what you got. Boy, I'm glad I got a little bit up there and there's a fence around what I've sent ahead. Thank God nobody can get to them. I've got some things waiting on me there. And so I thank the Lord for that this morning. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world because the world's treasures. Number two, I wouldn't miss heaven for the world's pleasures. In Luke 14, turn with me there. Luke 14, verse number 16. Luke 14, 16. Boy, I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world's treasures. I'd hate to miss heaven for the world's pleasures. You know, it's okay to have fun. I'm all about having fun. I love having fun. Anybody love to have fun? Anybody love to have fun? Man, you look at that Auburn game last night. These people drove for days. Fool of crazy people. People got their parking place. They got offended. But it didn't bother them. Boy, at church, somebody can do one little something and you get all tore up. Nobody got you out on the street and tried to sell you a scalp ticket. If it went overtime, you shouted about it. The preacher goes over 12, you get to. We love pleasures. We're in a pleasure-filled society. But that's just like the devil. You know, the devil took Jesus upon the temple, Brother Jeff, and he showed him in the moment of time everything he had. You know why the devil showed Jesus in a moment of time? Because he ain't got much to give. It takes God a lifetime. But he took Jesus on a high pinnacle, and the Bible said, and in a moment of time, I'll give you all this. Well, I looked and I got to thinking, well, that didn't take him long, did it? I wish some of y'all would wake up and realize the devil ain't got much to offer. What he's got to offer ain't long term. My God, that's good preaching. He took him up, and this is what the King James Bible said. And in a moment of time, he showed him all these kingdoms. The devil don't have nothing long term except to follow him into hell. Jesus gives a lifetime of health, happiness, prosperity. What are you talking about, preacher? I ain't got nothing. Oh, you might ought to add up what you got. You might ought to add up. Instead of thinking about what you ain't got, you might ought to go to calculating what you do got. Do you remember what you had before Jesus saved you? Wish I had the voice to preach this, Mark. So I just teach a little. The world's pleasures, Luke 14, 16. This is where we are. Look at this. This is amazing. Jesus wrote this. Hey, y'all. This Bible ain't out of date. Newspapers just ain't caught it yet. I wonder what it's going to say that morning when all these churches is about empty and we're gone. I wonder what all them atheists are going to say. Might have been something to all that. Boy, the devil, he loves to give you all he's got at once. Y'all ever seen a little coon in a trap? And he reaches for something shiny. And he reaches in there and snap it. Snaps his little hand and the trapper comes by with that trapping stick and chokes him down and skins him. That's the way the devil is with us. He loves to get us allured with all these pleasure. You're talking about pleasure. Now, I'm going to say something real quick. Because you know I don't care if they let bear out every football in the country. You know I don't care. Just leave the golf balls alone. But I want you to think about something. I want you to really think about something where I'm going. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. With the world's treasures, now the world's pleasures. There's nothing wrong with having a good time. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm all for having a good time. I enjoy things. Thank God I've got a church that lets me enjoy things. I heard a church in town this week, one of the members come by and said, I said, how's your new preacher going? You know what they said? Well, a lot of the members hate that he likes to hunt and fish and have a good time with his family. I said, so what you want him to do, sit in the corn crib all week? That's what they said. A lot of them wished he didn't like to hunt and fish and go off with his family. Well, my Lord, what you want, a hermit? Now, don't look down. We're preaching. Not praying right now. Look up here. I want you to think about how much pleasure people's looking for. Look at Talladega. You ever try to go to Birmingham? Talladega race. It's unbelievable. We're in a pleasure-craved society. I mean, and it's amazing. What about Black Friday? My Lord. Why don't they call it Dark Friday? Or Ugly Friday? It was cold. It was cold as a well digger. Up at Target the day before Thanksgiving, there's a boy putting a tent up out there on the sidewalk. I said, what you thinking, man? You going to lay on that hard sidewalk to save $40 tonight? So you wait till you get over 50, friend, you'll be hunting a bed, amen. Y'all notice people's gone crazy. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Let's stop preaching. Let's get a magician. Let's get a feller swallowing goldfish. See how many people can get in here. See how many goldfishing swaller. Well, praise God. That's why I go top the river to eat fish. I won't preach on Sunday. And I want you to look where we are in this text. Boy, I wish God had saved somebody this morning. Wouldn't that be a blessing if God saved somebody this morning? Look what they've done. Luke 14:16. I wouldn't miss the world because the world's pleasures. Then, Brother Mike, come here. Let's have tag team preaching. Come here. Read this text for me, Brother Mike. I want you to read 16. Just read on there. Did I stop you? We're going to do like them black preachers do this morning.
Read out of my book here.
Praise God. Read it out of yours, Brother Matt. 16.
Then said he unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say unto them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. Then first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused.
Stop right there. Let me insert. Who would buy something they ain't seen it yet? Hey, I got some beachfront property in Burwell for sale. Go ahead, Brother Mike. Verse 19.
And another said, I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee,
Hold on, brother, excused. Who would buy a car and not drive it? Some of y'all done that, ain't you? Go ahead and get this verse 20 on my field day right there.
And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.
He is henpecked. Amen. You may be seated, Brother Mike. Boy, excuses. Let me tell you something. If you're looking for a convenient time to be saved, you'll never get saved. If you're looking for a convenient time to quit doing what's not pleasing God, you'll never quit doing what ain't pleasing God. It's about time, like what Brother Vince said, God, give me faith to help me every day of my life to serve you and do it right. Faith. Watch. Watch. No, I'll preach much longer. I can't. Watch. Faith is never convenient. It's never convenient. Look here at the world's pleasures. First of all, he talked about the wealth, piece of ground. And then he talked about the work, the yoke of oxen. Work, listen, it's time to work, but it's also time to serve God. It's time to invest, but it's also time to serve God. His wealth, his work, and then his wife. Another said, I've married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. There's been a lot of henpecked men that hadn't led their family to do right, and now their children are suffering the consequences. Number three, I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I wouldn't miss heaven because the world's treasures. I wouldn't miss heaven because the world's pleasures. But in Luke 16, I wouldn't miss heaven for the world's measures. In Luke 16, in verse number 19, there was a certain rich man that was clothed in purple and fine linen, and he fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus that was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And look in verse 23. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and he seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember. And that's one thing about hell that's going to be so bad. You're going to have memory. Remember that, watch this, thou in thy lifetime. Now, stop. I know where you started in this life. We got a record, but we don't know where it's going to stop. But when it does stop, you better be saved. You better know Jesus Christ as your Savior. The Bible says this, that in your lifetime you receive your good things, and likewise Lazarus, the evil things, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented. And beside all of this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed. So that they that would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to me and come from thence. He said, well, I pray you, Father, that thou wilt send him to my father's house, because I've got five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Look what Abraham said. Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. The world's measures. Now, according to the world's measures, it looked like his tables was successful. He had a big table. And everything that glitters is not gold. And then the world's measures not only of his table, but there's some world measures about his title. I bet he had a big title. He was a rich man. Money won't send you to hell. Not being saved puts you in hell. It's not wrong to have things. It's wrong when things have us. These things had him. Show you another man in clothes that had him. Look at Mark 8:34, one of the most powerful verses in our Bible. Mark 8:34. A lot of y'all, you've heard this. I want you to underline it. Because it's so true. When he had called the people unto him with his disciples, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, follow me. I love this word, for whosoever, it's in our Bible, will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, in other words, putting yourself on the back burner and saying, Christ, I'll take you. I've seen what I can do. Now, Lord, I'm willing to trust you in your life for mine. For my life, whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, watch this, boys, and the Gospels. That means something to God, the Gospels. The same shall save it. Verse 36, this is what you've heard all your life. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? I wouldn't miss heaven for the world. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world's treasures. I wouldn't miss heaven for the world's pleasures. And I wouldn't miss heaven for the world's measures. Boy, it looks good to everybody else. But you know when you're rich, when you know Jesus as your Savior. Miss Jennifer, would you come this morning? And Brother David's going to lead us in a number. I want to try to help somebody with a verse right here. And Brother Vince went there this morning in Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9. I guess I'd ask you this question, and I'm closing. Have you thought about being saved? I mean, do you just give me 5 minutes? Do you really think you're just going to live here, then die and wake up and see if what's going to happen? The Bible says you're going to die and go to hell without Christ. That's what the Bible says. You say, preacher, do you believe it? I have no reason not to believe it. Because this is why I believe it. He said, if I'd come to him, he had no wise cast me out. He said, if I'd come to him by faith, he had saved me, and a new person would come live in me. Well, that's happened. I know this is real. That's happened to me. The Spirit of God lives in me now. I know this book is real. I know it can be trusted. So I want to ask you, if you've been thinking about being saved and you want to be a preacher, how can I be saved? Well, listen to what the Bible said. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now watch this. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession's made to salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him whom they've not heard? How shall they believe in him who they've not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? Verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You know the greatest Christmas you'd ever have? Is knowing you're saved and had the gift of eternal life. I think the devil gets a lot of people right here. Well, they think I've been bad if I come. No, we've all been bad. No, we've all been bad. Christ has been good. He's the perfect one. He died for you, died for me. And if you want to be saved this morning, if you would trust Jesus for what He's done for you on a cross in your life, if you would move by faith to Him, asked Him to save you, He'd save you. Now I want to ask you this, and I'm done. What's worth missing heaven over? There's nothing worth missing heaven over. Christ died for you. Sir, He died for you. Ma'am, He died for you. We're going to sing this song. I'd ask you, would you take a step of faith? Young person, old person, middle age, it don't matter. If you'd come to Jesus, He'd save you this morning. But you're going to have to come by faith for Him to save you. Anybody in this building that's ready to meet God, they had to come by faith to meet the Savior. You've been thinking about, I want to be saved. Well, won't you come and give your life to Him this morning? Trust Him to forgive you of all of your sins. And He'd save you today.